Okay. I'm gonna stop asking permission then. I'm just gonna do this. Hey, in case you guys don't know, my name is Pastor Rich. I want to welcome you guys here, especially if this is your first time. Let's give it all a first time a big round of applause. Yeah. Hey, if this is your first time, you don't know anything about anything, now you know something about something. And I want to welcome you guys to the Rock Youth. Today we're gonna get into the Word. Today we're gonna jump into the stage. Today, you know, it is almost Easter. I know Easter got to be one of the greatest holidays of all times. When I grew up, I used to get presents for Easter. I know that maybe, I don't know if that's weird. Not just like eggs and like stuff like that, but like legitimately like a present or two. It was pretty darn awesome. I got Easter presents. And that's really unusual, but I remember when I was a kid, one of the greatest Easter presents I ever got back in 1988 or something like that. A million years ago, it was this game called Final Fantasy. It was the first one, not 14 or any of that, but it was the very first one. And I remember I got that. It was, like, for the Nintendo. You had to, like, push reset and push power off at the same time so you didn't lose your... Anyway, whatever. Lost it. Okay, whatever. One of the greatest presents known to mankind. But Easter's exciting because Easter is the reason we believe. Easter is the very reason you get to call yourself a Christian today. Easter's the reason that you can know that when you pray, your prayers don't hit the ceiling and fall to the ground. Easter's the reason that you can get up no matter what your yesterday was like. I don't care what your yesterday was like. Easter's the reason you can get up and know that your today and your tomorrow are going to be survived. Easter is the reason because Jesus came to live and he came to die. They put him on the cross. We talked about this last week. They put Jesus on the cross and then they put him in a tomb. And you see, that's not even the good part. Like, people are excited about the cross. I mean, people around the world, man, a bunch of us today, you might even have a cross around your neck right now. And that's a symbol of what we believe, right? You see the cross, you think, oh, it must be Christian or something like that, right? And that's what it is. But see, that's only the first half of the story. Easter is about Jesus being taken off the cross, put in a tomb, and 3 days later, the tomb being empty. See, there's a verse in the Bible that says, if Jesus is still in the tomb, then everything you believe is useless. Can you believe it? The Bible says everything that's in this book is useless if the tomb is still empty. If Jesus is dead and gone, then everything we believe doesn't mean a single thing. But if Jesus is alive, like he says he is, like the hundreds of people that saw him raised from the dead, then we have every reason to celebrate. And Easter is the greatest moment in all of time and space. Because Easter is the moment of the great exchange, that the great exchange took place. There's this verse we read last week. It said in Romans 5, it says, when we were utterly helpless, Jesus Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. You see, that's a great exchange, is that Jesus didn't just die and raise it, but he died for us. I mean, it's crazy to think that you and I, we deserved to go on the cross. We were the ones that deserved our punishment, right? I mean, look, you know, when you were little and you did something wrong, you got the whooping, right? I mean, in my house, that's the way it worked, right? You just, that's what happened. You know, that's what happened. When you do something wrong, you get in trouble. You get in detention. You get your phone taken away. Nobody in their right mind would take your punishment. Oh, mother, no. I know little JoJo stole the cookies, but it's okay. You can give me the whooping since he ate those cookies. Heck no, that's crazy, but that's exactly what Jesus did. Jesus said, you committed the crime, but because I love you, I'll pay the price. Oh, that's kind of crazy. But that's what the Bible says. He died for us. He died for us because we were sinners. He did that as an exchange. He took our death. And instead, Jesus gave us his life. We swapped. He swapped for us. There, In Luke, you know, I can't read this. I can't read these verses enough. But in Luke, the fourth chapter, Jesus begins to talk about what the heck he's doing, and he says this. He says in Luke, you don't have to turn there. I just want to read it to you. But in Luke 4:18, he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." He stands up in front of a group of people at a church. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord, of God Himself, is upon me." Why? Because He's anointed me. Well, He gave me a job. To proclaim good news to the poor. To take those who are poor and give them something good. He says, he sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives. He sent me to people that were chained up so I can give them, I can exchange for them freedom. He gave the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Jesus said, "This is why I'm here, to exchange bad for good, wrong for right, evil for goodness and godliness." It's kind of crazy. You see, Jesus didn't just come. Look, Jesus, we got to switch the way we think. Jesus is not just a good guy that lived and showed us how to be good people, right? He didn't show us how to be nice people. Like, I know that's what Jesus is, and that's kind of what we look at him as. You know, he told us the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do to you, right? Right? You don't want someone to hit you, so you should not hit them, right? That's the golden rule. Treat people like you want to be treated, right? That's how to be nice and polite. But see, Jesus did more than that. He didn't just come to show us how to live life. No, 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 no. Jesus came to give us good life. See, he didn't come to show us how to be good people. No, no, he came to make us good people, not just to act like good people. You see, Jesus wants to make us good when we're bad. He's not about changing your behavior. He's about changing who you are. Who you are. I mean, it's like the picture of a broken Barbie doll that's missing half of her hair. And the other half, well, it's been shaved. And she's missing a leg and an arm. And one leg is borrowed from another Barbie doll. It's like a jacked up Barbie. No matter how much nice clothing you put on her, she's still gonna be jacked up. You could put astronaut Barbie clothes on her. You could put My Little Veterinarian Barbie on her. You could even give her like the little sunglasses and put her in the Barbie dream house, but she's still gonna be jacked up. And that's what happens when we think, oh, Jesus just wants us to be nice people. No, no, no. Jesus is not here to change your clothes. He's here to change you. Because we're broken. He wants to take the old us and give us a new us. I love what the Bible says. He says he wants to take our old heart out and give us a new heart that's alive. See, that's what God wants to do with us. That's the exchange. It's not just the way you act, not just the way you behave. No, no, no. It's to change you from the inside out. So there'll be you act different. Why? Because you are different. Not because you change the way you talk to people so you don't get in trouble. No, 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 no. You change the way you talk to people. Why? Because you look at people differently from the inside. See, that's what God wants to do. He wants to make us good. There's this verse. Now, if you guys got your Bibles on, oh, you got to turn there. You got to turn here. In Matthew 11th chapter, there's this verse that I want to talk about today. It says this in Matthew 11:25, it says, "Now, at this time, Jesus declared, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father." He starts to pray. He says, "God, I thank you, Father, the Lord of heaven and earth." Hey, that's pretty cool. "You have hidden these things from the wise and prudent. You've revealed them to babes." Okay, Jesus begins to talk. He says, "Look, God wants to show you something, but it means that you need to think about it differently." He says, "You think you know, but you don't." He says, "You have to look at this with a new set of eyes." It's not something you learn in school, not something you learn from, you know, some textbook. No, no. You need to learn it, look at this in a new way of a new way, because the Holy Spirit, God himself, wants to show you something new. He says he's hid these things from the wise and revealed them to babes. He says, look at these with new eyes. He says in verse 26, he says, even though, Father, so it seemed good in your sight. Boom, next verse right here, verse 26. All things have been delivered to me by my Father. Now he's talking to everybody else. He said, look, guys, everything that I have has been given to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anybody know the Father except the Son. And the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Here's what God's saying. Here's what Jesus is saying. You want to know God? Get close to Jesus. If you want to get close to Jesus, well, then this is what it's going to take, what he's talking about next. He says, in verse 27, he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, somebody, brother, better say amen. Somebody better say amen. God wants to give you a break. Is anybody tired in this room? Does anybody wish they were sleeping now? Good, because if you were asleep, I'm going to slap you. Okay, don't make me go over and slap you, okay? Don't fall asleep now. God doesn't want to give you that kind of rest right now. But look, man, have you ever been sick and tired? You ever just want to find a new family? You don't have to answer that out loud. Have you ever just wished you could get transferred to a different school? Do you ever just kind of think, man, if I could just take my brain and put it inside of somebody else's body for at least a couple days, I could use a break because life is driving me a little crazy. This is what Jesus is talking about. He says, I want to give you a break. I want to give you a rest. I want to give you a vacation in the life that you're living right now. If you've ever wanted to quit, that's what I'm talking to you about right now. Is I want to make it to where you don't have to quit. I want to give you a rest. I want to give you a break. I want to give you a spiritual power nap, if you will. Come to me, all you who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Next verse, he says this. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Why? Because I'm gentle. I'm lowly in heart. You'll find rest for your souls. Verse 30, it says this. It says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, that makes all the sense in the world, right? I didn't know Jesus loves eggs like I love eggs. Man, this is beautiful. I love breakfast. No, God's not talking about that kind of yolks. He's saying this. He says, let me read what it says. All things have been handed over by my Father. He says, come to me if you labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Jesus says, I want to make an exchange. What's holding you back? What's holding you down? Because Jesus says, I want to take it. I want to exchange backpacks, if you will. He says, what things are burdening you? He says, what things are making your shoulders feel heavy? It says, if you labor, if you're working in life, if you're just tired, you're heavy laden, you're weighed down. You ever feel like you just never could measure up? That's what he's talking about right now in this place. Does anybody not know what a yoke is? A-Y-O-K-E. I mean, okay, so we all know what a yoke is then. Okay, cool. Well, then this makes the illustration go very easy. You know what? Jared, you got, okay, go ahead, bring me up this long stick. This is for all intents and purposes an example of a yoke. It's a long stick. Thank you, sir. Yes. This is almost ironic because Jared is a yoked up homie. Brother Strong, he's the muscle of the group. And a yoke, Pastor Joseph, please tell me, Pastor Joseph. Speaking of a yoked up brother, let's give it to Pastor Joe. Oh, Pastor Joe, how are you, sir? It's good seeing you today. You don't have a microphone, I forgot. Okay, let's do this. Now, a yoke, Mark, you get up here too. Marky Mark, get up here. I know you're on your way to do something right now. I need some help here today from a couple of people. Oh, that's okay. He doesn't need a microphone, but you can put on, like, you could That's yeah. You just put it, yeah. You put it. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Yeah. Thank you, Pastor Joseph. Mark, get up here. Okay. Now, Pastor Joseph, Mark, I'm going to yoke you two together. Pastor Joseph, put this behind your neck, on your shoulders. Oh, look at it. Mark, there you go. Okay, this, yeah, you can put your hands up. Okay, this, in all intents and purposes, is what a yoke is, a Y-O-K-E. Now, they would do this to animals, right? They would do this to animals. They would tie two bull together, two oxen, and what they would do is you would attach a plow behind it, and they would pull it together, and that's how they would get things planted. That's how they would pull carts. You would put them together, and together with their powers combined, they are pulling things. You don't have to move anything. It's just the example. So that's what the yoke would do. It's something designed to make pulling heavy things easy. Oh, did you catch that? Because that was important. The yoke is designed to make heavy things easier to carry. Oh, that's good. But wait a minute. Wait one stinking minute here. This is something confusing here. It says right here, it says, come to me who are heavy labor, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. My yoke is easy. Wait a minute here. This yoke here is heavy and labor laden and all that stuff. So that yoke was not working. Oh, wait. Yo, Mark, get out of here. Yeah, Mark. Pastor Joe. All right. I'll hold this. Okay, I need somebody else to help me out here. I need another person to help me out here. Okay. Get up here. What's the problem? I think I see what you see now. Interesting. Okay. I have high hopes for this. So the Bible says that Jesus says, now come to me who are heavy burdened. You are heavy laden. You are yoked with something that is very difficult. See, the problem is this, is everybody's tied to something, right? Everybody pulls their weight. You ever heard that saying? You need to pull your weight around this house. I need you to do your chores. Get a job, for goodness sakes, right? I don't know if anybody ever told you, like, Pastor Joe's like, that's right. I know his mom, too. She's tough. And she's a wonderful woman, though. Wonderful woman. I'm going to get beat up after church. Everybody pulls their weight. Everybody has something to do, right? God gives everybody a job. You got to do your grades. You got to keep them up, right? Get for that 3.0. Maybe you're on the team. You got to pull your weight for your team, for the coach. Everybody has a job. You have a dream. God made you because you have a dream and a purpose in your life. You got to go somewhere, girl. That's your yoke. That's what you got to put. That's the weight you've got to pull. So everybody's got a burden to carry. But the problem is this, is that the world offers us a yoke buddy. Someone to be yoked to get the job done that is not very helpful. So here you are, just living life, and you've got to pull the weight. Let's imagine you have a weight behind it. Imagine you have your dreams behind you. And I'd like you to take it to the, you know what, take your dreams right here, take it to the sound booth. Get it. Come on, get it. What's the problem? Dang, but watch out, Mata. He's going to pop you in the face. All right, stop. This is terrible. Get back here. Dang, Pastor Joe, just drag him, huh? Drag him, Pastor Joe. He's tough stuff right here. Okay, so I'm seeing a problem here. Besides the fact that he is towering over you. I don't know if I needed to point that out or anything. But the problem is Pastor Joseph's not very, you're kind of heavy, bro. I mean, you look good, don't get me wrong. But But he's not very helpful or cooperative here in getting you to your dreams, to Guppy in the sound booth. But the problem is your yoke is heavy. Now, Jesus comes along and says, I want to change this situation, right? I want to change the situation. Obviously, this is a poor match. I'm sorry. This is Tinder. We'd swipe left. This is a poor match here, all right? And it's not going to really work here. So Jesus says, I need to make an exchange with you. Because this here, not working. And I can't just, you know, I can't just fix it because then I got to cut Joe's legs off. I can't fix it. And that'd be terrible. I don't want to do that. Pastor Joe's too good at soccer. So we need to make it straight out of exchange. So let's figure something out. Pastor, move over to the side. Get out of here. Let's make an exchange for someone that's a little bit closer in size. Yeah, I know. Whatever. I'm the short guy on staff, right? So whatever. So now you get something that's a little more doable. Something that's a little more equalizing. Now, Jesus, I want to exchange your heavy burden for my burden. My burden is light. It's easy. He says, come to me and learn from me, and we can go someplace. Hey, you want to go make our dreams come true? Let's go to Guppy. All right, it's a little easier. We're working together, and I don't know how we're going to navigate this, but we just got to pop a couple people in the head. All right, watch out, share. Okay, stop. You know, now Jesus says, come to me, and we can go places. See, Jesus says he wants to walk with you by your side and partner with you to go to the places he called you to go to. You see, with Joe, with the world, with religion, let's just say that, or rules and regulations, all of a sudden, it wants you to do it its way or the highway, and it gives you no support at all. It's a stick in the mud. You end up spinning in circles. It doesn't fit. And it doesn't work. You'll never, ever, ever accomplish your dreams if you're tied to the world. Never. But Jesus says, if you come to me, I'm going to walk with you, and together we're going to go and get things done. Thank you so much. Let me go ahead and get my big old stick back. All right, let's give a big round of applause. Let me read these verses again right here. See, the world's yoke, this burden, says you need to meet God's impossible standards by your own strength because it's not going to help you. You see, Jesus says right here, he says in Matthew 11, he says, come to me who labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. All around this, Jesus is talking about people called the Pharisees. I don't know if you guys ever heard the Pharisees before, but they were like the religious leaders, kind of like the pastors of the day. And they would tell people about God, but the problem was that they would make up all these rules to try to help people get to God. Don't wear this. Don't do this. Take this many steps. On Saturday, you can't do this, 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 and this. And if your goat falls in a hole, hey, sorry about you. Your goat's dead, okay? And it was all these rules that you had to follow. I mean, just trying to remember what you have to do in the morning to get ready for school is hard enough sometimes, okay? Trust me. I've been there before. I've walked out the house forgetting to brush my teeth too many times, okay? It happens when you have kids. It's not my fault. But these people would tell them how to live life in such a way that it weighed them down. It's religion. It's rules. It's regulations. It doesn't work that way. And they were heavy laden. It was a standard. It was a standard they couldn't keep. Even the world does this. The world says you got to look like this on the magazine. Or you got to wear this to be accepted. You got to wear the right labels. You got to be the right size. You got to have small here and big there and then small there and all these things. And then it says you've got to have a girlfriend that looks like this. And if you don't, if you're single for too long, you must be this. And if somebody calls you this name long enough, then that must be about what you are. And the world says, if you can't measure up the standard, which you can't, you must not be good enough. I mean, it's easy to see these people on TV, on movies, on magazines, on the internet, and that's not even what they really look like. Between Photoshop, makeup, airbrushing, look, that lady does not look like that in real life. She's really jacked up. She ain't that pretty. And the guys on look, it's all fake. They can't even meet their own standards. So why would you try to meet the standard of the world? You cannot do it. You know, it's like Pastor Joe up here. He wouldn't move. He wouldn't move, and he had to be dragged, yoked to the wrong system. And God's standard can't be reached that way. God's dreams for your life, you cannot reach it yoked to the world. And then Jesus comes along and says, okay, let's do an exchange. Come to me and learn from me because I'm gentle and lowly. You'll find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. You see, Jesus didn't change the standard because it's still the same. But Jesus says, you don't got to worry about that standard. Jesus doesn't lower his standards. He just says, I met them already, and I'll show you how I did it. Jesus says, you don't got to ace the test. I already aced it for you. Now let me show you how I got the answers. You see, that's what Jesus' yoke is. Jesus' burden, Jesus' path means that he already met the standard. And he says, learn from me. I'll take you to where I'm going. I'll take you to where I came from. I love it because Jesus doesn't give you the easy test because he doesn't think you're smart enough. No. He guarantees that you'll win, and anything you get wrong, he'll cover it. He makes up for whatever parts that you're not good enough in. See, that's what Jesus says, and that's how you can rest. God, I just feel like I'm such a bad person sometimes. Jesus, I know, because you are. You're terrible. You're terrible. But that's all right, because I'm here with you, and I will make your wrongs right. And the parts that you miss, I'll get them right for you. And tomorrow, you'll miss less, because you'll learn from me. See, Jesus doesn't leave anybody alone. He always takes us along for the ride. You see, so now you don't have to worry about tomorrow. You don't have to worry or get worked up or be anxious or be sad because you feel like, I'm just never going to make it. Nothing ever goes right for me. No, that's not true. That's not true, because the things that don't go right for you are just a setup for God to do something amazing in your life. And when you have Jesus right next to you, walking with you, pulling you when you're slower, to catch up to him, then everything gets taken care of. And that's how you can rest. That's why you don't need to worry about finding another family, moving to another city, finding another school. That's why you have to worry about thinking, man, how can I get out of this family? No, because God will make up for the parts of your life that are not perfect with his perfect grace, his perfect will. Not by lowering the standard, but by rising us up to his standard. Does that make sense to anybody? See, you don't have to drag a dead weight. Instead, God wants to pick you up and take you with him to where your dreams are, to where the purpose is in your life. He changes the way we live our life. That's the exchange, the world's baggage for his freedom. And that's a great exchange. Jesus says this. He says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He doesn't want to make your life easy, but he says, take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, because I'm gentle and lowly in heart. God's not going to smack you on the back of the head for getting it wrong. He says, and you will find rest. Why? Because my yoke is easy, my burden is light. God still has work for us to do, but it's work that he's going to help us get to the end of and the finish of. Does that make any sense? All right, let's give God a praise. Come on. See, that's what Easter is about. Easter is about this, is that you don't have to live life alone. No matter what this world throws at you, you never have to do it alone, because God is there. Jesus is there to put his arms right by yours and take you to the end with him. That's what it is. That's his yoke. That's the burden he wants to carry with you. You never have to carry anything else alone. Hey, tonight, let's do this. Let's go wrap this thing up.